From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. More than 50 people are reported dead in a series of bombings in Maiduguri, the capital of Nigeria's Borno state, where the Islamic Boko Haram militant group is active. The death toll is at least 55, with around 140 people wounded, according to police. Reports say that four blasts struck the town within hours on Saturday, several of them detonated by female suicide bombers. One blast from a suicide bomber on a rickshaw hit a busy fish market. A separate bomb went off in a market known as the Monday Market. Boko Haram has increased suicide bombings and village attacks in recent weeks, as forces from Nigeria and Chad have driven the insurgents from several towns along Nigeria's border with Cameroon. Maiduguri is the capital of Borno State and the biggest city in northeastern Nigeria. It is also the heart of an Islamic uprising that has killed nearly 12,000 people in 6 years. Meanwhile, gunmen shot up a restaurant in Mali's capital early Saturday, killing at least 5 people and wounding several others. Police have arrested 2 suspects but have not revealed their identities. 2 Malians, a French national, and a Belgian were killed when the assailants opened fire in the restaurant in a Bamako neighborhood popular with expatriates. The nationality of the 5th victim is not clear. French President François Hollande denounced the attack in a statement. He called it a cowardly act and added that security has been stepped up at the French embassy and at other French installations in Mali, a former French colony. This is VOA News.